according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said in reply, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied, "What things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and the rulers handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. We were hoping he would be the one to redeem Israel. And beside all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of them went with us to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us. It is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. Now it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Five years ago, to commemorate the 175th anniversary of the founding of the parish, you voted and then came up with the resources to restore this magnificent building. But do you remember what it looked like before we started? First of all, there was green carpet everywhere. It was all the way up here to the altar. And then complementing the bright green carpet on the pews were bright orange cushions. By the time I finished weekend masses, I had a headache from the cacophony of color in the room. And then if you remember the condition of some of the walls, that whole pillar up there was completely gone. As a matter of fact, what's up there now was made from a cast and a mold of this one. And the same thing was true with several of them here in the sanctuary wall behind me. The lighting in the room was very, very poor, particularly with the Stations of the Cross. I think we spent $150,000 just putting the new lighting in the system. And then there were things you didn't even see. They discovered down in the basement the electrical junction boxes were connected to one another with extension cords. The whole place was a fire waiting to happen. And then, do you remember the air conditioning system? It was two big towers up in the balcony that blocked those beautiful stained glass windows, and all through Mass, it hummed so loud that you had to lean right into the microphone in order to be heard. And if we got the temperature down to 75 degrees, we were dancing in the aisles. The whole room was tired. And then look what you did and transformed it into. The same thing happens when you come in here every week tired and come to be fed at the table of the Lord, for you're transformed in the same way. Some of you come in here tired with health issues, with family, with finances. I think some of the people I most admire today are these young couples who keep coming week after week to bring a baby to be baptized at this font, because they're making a 20 to a 25 year commitment that they're gonna sacrifice and go without that child can have. Both of them are working. They've gotta be exhausted at the end of the day. And then they came home and those kids are all over them demanding their energy. How do you keep the spark alive in the relationship? How do you take care of one another? They've got to be exhausted and tired when they come in here. But when we come to this table and are fed, we're transformed just like this room. And furthermore, every single person in this room should be coming to the table of the Lord. A priest might have told you in the past that you weren't worthy. Maybe even a bishop said that. Even some popes have said that. But Jesus Christ never said it. Jesus said, "Come to me, you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulder, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Let's listen to Jesus. Amen.